Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Today is the day. Fev, it is Snip Club Day. New jingle.
That's a new one. It makes it sound so fun, doesn't it? It's such a fun thing to do.
It sounds awesome.
That's the thing. So, Fev, today you and some other guys from Melbourne who all want to get the snip are going in together like a brotherhood, supporting each other through what is a bit daunting and there's a lot of trepidation. Now, you did say to me before, and I want to. I think we need to have this conversation now before it's too late. You said you might be unsure. So let's break this down. How are you really feeling today?
I don't think I've ever been a bit this nervous. Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Are you going to be like my doctor?
Yep. I'm going to counsel you here. I don't have a couch.
Can I put my feet up?
Put your feet up there on the poof.
Oh, then I won't be able to speak through there.
What do you call that thing? The ottoman?
Let's call it an ottoman.
Just call it
okay.
A poof.
Pop your feet there. Now, Fev. Do you have any concerns or fears that maybe you don't want to put
one
in the holster?
the bullets won't fire like blanks. Because I just feel I'm young.
You might want one more.
Well, the problem is my brother's talked about his missus having another kid. I don't think they will. But if he has a boy, I'm going to have another baby.
So, okay, so if Jace, and I'm sure he's listening. So if Jace, who already has four girls, if he goes ahead and tries for another one
I don't think his missus will go near him, but if something does happen, why not?
Don Bradman.
So he wants a boy too. So if he falls pregnant with it again, you'll then have a reversal?
Yeah, I'd have to put the chalk back on the cue stick.
Okay, so that's, well, look, reversals are possible.
They're painful.
Is it worth asking this question? 13, 10, 60, has anybody had the snip
and regretted it?
Maybe you've had the reversal because you're 38. You've got a lot of
just turned.
Just 38's great. You've just turned 38. You're still youthful.
Yeah, young.
You might change your mind. So
mentally about 18. So,
if there's any guys listening or any even girls, women who have a partner that's maybe regretted it, let's hear this side of the story
now,
before you commit today.
Or should I bottle some up?
Well, that's
I would have put some vials on ice. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Can you still do that?
13, 10, 60 is the number. Don't sell your. Oh,
mate,
I guess you could.
You'd have to get
I
to
could
a lab
buy you,
this morning.
Buy you a $1 million.
13, 10, 60 is the number. Give us a call right now. I don't know. This seems like a really awkward time to ask this.
I just think we need to do this now.
Okay, snip
we need
reversal.
To hear about any regrets men have had.
I think this is the best time. I can't be talking about this tomorrow.
13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls next. 101.9
The Fox. Now, Fev, you are booked in today with Dr. Snip to the snip with other guys. There's a group of you, Melburnian men, who are going to go in and support each other.
It's our club.
Through a vasectomy.
Club. We're going to be in the clubs getting snip.
You are.
Snip.
But you did just say you are a bit, you're starting to get a tiny bit of cold feet.
Yeah, I did.
And only because, you know, if your brother goes ahead and actually has a boy after having four girls, you said you're going to get it reversed
and try again. That's just a little bit of the issue. But it's just, I don't know, Boxy. I did lay in bed last night and I go, Schnooksy Alex walked in to brush her teeth. And I said, hey, baby, last chance. She said, don't go anywhere near me.
So,
but it's a big thing, Boxy. That's it.
Is it? So
Lulu cracked it. She didn't want me to get it done.
Aww.
She did say on the couch yesterday, it's hard explaining to young kids what the snip is. She said, Dad, what's the snip? I said, and Alex said, Daddy can't have any more babies. That's it, kids. She said, no. They're upset. Dad's upset. Mum's wrapped.
Okay, well, look, it's fair enough. I think most people get cold feet when they're going through the big procedure. So we have just asked if there's anyone listening who has had the snip and regretted it or maybe had a reversal to give you some tips. Adam from Seaford. Hi, Adam.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate.
Adam, what did you want to tell Fev?
Look, to be honest, mate, if you've got a little bit of doubt, then don't do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I did have a little bit of doubt the morning I got my back. Actually, I was at my work.
Oh, the line's terrible.
Oh, God, this is good advice, too.
Let's see.
We'll get him back.
We'll go to Tennille. We'll see if Adam's line improves.
I think it was really important you talked to Adam.
It was critical.
Hey, Tennille.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Tennille. What have you got to advise Fev with?
I know, obviously, being a female, it's obviously a little bit different here, but I am a child from my dad who got a reversal. And I ended up being his favourite child. So clearly I'm the better one. But no, my dad was probably about your age. And he got the snip. He already had three kids, two boys and a girl. Yep. And my mum was like, that's it, you're done. I'm done, that's it, we're done. And then probably about 7 years later, he goes, I'll have another one and reverse it. Had me, being the magical favourite child, and then had one more after that. He had another boy.
And how old are you two now?
I'm 31.
31. So he got that done 31 years ago. Yeah. His technology would have changed a little bit. So this would be easy to get it reversed.
If I think a reversal is an option if you do go down that path. But we've heard that it can be painful. That's what I'm interested in hearing.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks, Tennille, because that made us feel quite good about it. But I feel if we go back to Adam, this
I played for Carlton in the worst years of their history.
Yeah, you had some shockers.
I've gone through a lot of pain.
Adam, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, Adam. So you were in the middle of telling us you had a reversal. Talk us through that. I mean, not a reversal.
No. I had it done, and then obviously I was just counting back then. I was 34 when I got it done, and I had a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old at the time. And then I thought, I'm not going to have any more kids. So I've been with my partner for 15 years. And I'm not saying this will happen to anybody else, but, circumstances change. And I'm married now to a beautiful 27-year-old, and she obviously wants kids. So that little bit of doubt back then, I should have probably stuck with it. But
so you're
anyway,
about to get it reversed?
I did get it. Yeah, I'm about to get it reversed now. Yeah, and I'm about 2 months' time, I'm booked in.
Because his circumstances have changed. He's ended up in a new relationship with a younger girl, and she's wanted to go around again, and so he's going to have to go around again, so to speak.
At the end of the day, I think it's just easy to get it reversed, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like you're going into this the way you would if you were buying something at Meijer. I'll just hang on to the receipt and bring it back.
Yeah, it's like a lay-by. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Let's not mention yesterday. Tore this team apart, Fief. James Lake in the newsroom, Brendan Favola, who appears to think he's Mike Larkin now. I mean, it all
That was Biffo and and
I'm more Jane Bunn. Keep getting James.
Why can't you get Jane Bunn's name on?
Because I keep thinking of him.
Fev.
James
I don't
Lakey.
Say this very often, and James I'm Lake. Not firing a shot at you because I'm smarter than that, and I stay on your good side. But you ruined my day yesterday. So this fight began when Fev was insistent that the rain would start at 1 p.m. yesterday.
Well, he actually ended up saying 3, but we'll have a listen. Well, we're even fighting about
start
that.
Start at 1.
Here we go.
Okay, let's put a bet on. Everybody, let's today at 1 p.m.
Yes. No, I said between 3:30 and 4 o'clock is going to be the biggest. But it's going to start raining.
James said early evening, so that's about 4:30, 5.
No, James, give us a time, because Fev's locked in between 3:30 and 4. What's your time?
My bet's 5 o'clock.
Okay. 5 o'clock.
Everyone keep your eye on that today.
You went out on a limb there just an extra hour.
So, Fev, you had said, and the rain did start in Geelong and other areas at about 5. So, James was pretty close. Anyway, Fev, I was, Trixie started prep last week, already getting days off. It's great. So, preppies get Wednesdays off for a month.
Do they? Yeah.
So,
hump day.
Yeah, it's like hump day. So, I had Trix off yesterday, and she wanted to catch up with one of her little friends.
Play date.
And I called my friend, and I said, let's get the girls together today for a swim while it's hot. And I said, why don't you come over at 1? And she said to me, Fev said it's going to rain at 1. So maybe we shouldn't go swimming because if the kids are in the pool. And
lightning. Ooh.
And I said, yeah, he did say 1, but there are conflicting reports. I think you'll find our very experienced journalist, James Lake, said about 5 to 6. So she just went, I don't know. So anyway, we didn't.
Oh, what? The whole day was ruined.
Indoor. We went to a little gymnasium and played indoors in the muggy, muggy
perfect
indoor gym heat.
Bikram.
And we could have gone swimming all afternoon, Fev. Like your prediction.
No.
My friend, and I'm like, I'm even saying to my friend, but that was Fev said 1. Like, It's okay. Not the Bureau of Meteorology.
13, 10, 60. Did Fev ruin your day yesterday?
Okay, Dahl, are you finished?
Yes.
Okay. You said one.
No, no, you actually said it. That.
Can we replay that?
But that's one replay from yesterday. I have to get the other bit earlier where you said it'll start at one.
You said one. I said about 3:34, and James said 5. And I trust James with the news, but he's not a weatherman, so
he's got a direct line to the Bureau of Meteorology.
So do I. The app. We're all guessing.
He talks to them. He actually rings them.
To them.
Oh, and they say, "Mate, stop bloody pestering me. It's going to rain whenever it rains."
So look. Can we resolve that neither of you won? Because I don't know.
I said that on our WhatsApp.
Didn't hit till about 7:30.
Yeah, didn't hit 8:30 where
James
I was.
James was closer.
I'm sorry for wrecking your day. Just chuck them in the pool when it rains, get them out.
My friends believe what you say.
100%. 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, last night on the show I haven't been watching, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, Fev's all over it. Richard Reid, former Channel 9 Today Show gossip columnist, gossip guy. He revealed
name,
something about Carl Stefanovic that Carl probably wouldn't like.
Let's have a listen.
I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up and he's kind of like balding. It was Carl Stefanovic without his spray on hair.
So he has spray on hair?
Yep.
Yeah.
He had one of those 6-week vacations and came back with
plugs
and still used the spray on until it filled in.
Carl had spray on hair. Now, spray on hair is an interesting one because I've seen. I'm just trying to think, and I would not stoop that low as to name somebody that I know that uses it.
We've got Byron. He sprays on his beard.
That's not spray on anything.
What is it? Because you
I will occasionally run a bit of a colour through it because there's a few little greys, and it's not spray on.
But your beard is black, and you don't have black hair. So how did that happen?
Well, hang on a minute.
An orange. You're an orange. You're red. Are you red?
Are you Richard Reid? I mean, who are you two?
You.
We're radio hosts.
Okay.
You don't even have one grey fleck through that. That's amazing.
I put a little rinse through it, but it's not spray on hair.
It's a rinse.
Spray on hair.
Does anyone rinse their beards?
You rinse
13, 10, 60. Does anyone else rinse their beards?
But otherwise you have stubble. Looks like Fev's all feral and he's got his grey hanging off his face.
Do you rinse?
About?
Sorry, we've gone off topic.
Do I look clean?
You look great.
Just today, but normally. Ooh,
is that clean. A bit? You've taken a bit too much off. I like you with a bit more stubble, Fev.
Yeah, I took it off to let it grow. I took it off when I took the other stuff off.
Yeah, you've done
a lot of manscaping yesterday.
For today's snip.
But Byron, is the rinse something the barber does, or do you do it in the shower?
I'll do it myself. Yeah.
L'Oreal, what are you?
Do you go to Bunnings to buy the spray can?
Yeah, good.
Okay, back to spray on hair. No,
yeah, back to the actual topic.
If anyone's wondering what spray on hair is, it's the equivalent of spray paint. And if you're thinning, what you do is, I think men spray it through. So it's not actually spray on fake hair. It colours the gaps, if that
until
makes sense.
Until
it's
like spray plugs. Paint. Until you get plugs.
Yeah.
Well, right, so it's a filler. It's a temporary filler. Right,
achoo.
Interesting. Bless you. Bless you, doll.
It's basically just smoke and mirrors. But
I didn't know that was a thing until Richard Reid said it yesterday.
If you look closely, a lot of male celebrities do it. Steven Seagal, who may still be in town.
Steven Seagal.
I mean, he's in his 60s and he's not one grey fleck. That
no,
is black.
He's, not, yeah, it's
he's
black.
Spraying that.
Yeah, he must. I just thought it was a dye.
John Travolta, what a move. Have you seen him in the last few weeks? He's gone bald. He's finally done the buzz cut. And he's a new man. I think he's hot.
G'day Australia. I think he did something.
He's never looked better. Yeah. That man has spent about 20 years with plugs and spray on hair and fake wigs. And he should have been bald the whole time.
Yeah, I think I'd go
really
like
good.
That. I don't think I'd worry about getting any.
I don't think you've got anything to worry about.
No, me. I don't.
You look good with short hair, with long hair, with no hair. You're fine. Now, 13, 10, 60, we would love to hear from anyone who does have spray on hair.
Spray on hair.
Do you spray on hair? We've got the voice disguiser, if it's a secret.
Is it cheaper than the spray on beard?
Okay, that's not a spray on. See, Fev's getting a few things confused. Just a basic dye is a very common product. Spray on hair is a different product.
It fills the gaps. I mean, maybe women use it too. 13, 10, 60, if you're, like Carl Stefanovic apparently does, because Richard Reid said so, do you spray on hair? And we'll also ask a sub question. Do you rinse your beard?
No, no, we won't. 13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox. Yes, now we were talking about last night, Richard Reid, former Today Show gossip guru. on I'm a Celeb last night.
She's doing quite well in there too.
Revealed, I know you're watching it. You're a big fan. Although I don't know that Carl Stefanovic would want to be his mate anymore because he revealed a bit of goss about Carl.
So I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up and he's kind of like balding. It was Carl Stefanovic without his spray on hair.
So he has spray on hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had one of those 6-week vacations and came back with
plugs.
Mm. And still used the spray until it filled in.
See, spray. I reckon Donald Trump has spray on. Spray, from when I've seen it.
He has it all over his face,
like
too.
Paint that. Yeah.
He's a great customer. He sprays all body.
It's like paint.
It's sort of like spray paint for your hair
right.
That fills the gaps. And
what are you asking questions for? You know exactly
I don't,
what it is.
I don't use spray on hair.
Well, no. But as Fev identified, so Byron puts a rinse through his beard
on
to
occasion,
get rid of all
yeah.
grays.
Just to smooth get rid out of all some of the grays. Yeah.
Smooth out the grays. It's very black.
And sometimes it goes a bit red, and I don't like that either. So this just gives it just a nice consistency.
Has your hair ever been that black, though?
What?
Like, it seems darker than your natural hair colour.
Yeah, because I put a little something through that too.
Once you mix, like, a browny, dark brown with, like, as he's red, like, he's a ginger head.
No, I'm not a ginger head. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that.
It goes darker. No, nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
No, nothing.
Tiffany and Frankston. Hey, Tiff.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Tiff. No, because we just asked the question, is anyone using spray on hair? Now, you do it for your husband.
Yes, regularly, actually. He wouldn't like it that I'm probably calling up and telling you guys, but yeah, he does.
Is it a daily thing, Tiff? Like, does it wash out, or what are you doing? What's the process?
No, well, it's like a woman's dye, but it's specifically for beards, and you can get it from the supermarket. He does it every 3 weeks when he gets a haircut.
Oh, it's for beards. Yeah, it's a beard rinse.
It's a beard rinse.
Why has this turned into beard chat? This was about Carl Stefanovic's spray-on
hair.
You
should hang out with Tiff's husband.
So, Tiff.
Why?
And Tiff, talk about beard rinse.
Why would you do that? Do you put the rinse in like a spray can, as in a fake spray bottle, and then you spray it on, or is it just apply it?
Now you mix it up like you would hair dye, and it comes with a brush, so you can brush it through the hair. And
like you're getting a rinse
on his side.
That's just hair dye.
So you're doing it every 3 weeks for your hubby.
Byron,
how often
long
do you do your rinse?
Oh, every 3-ish weeks.
Beard same rinse. Thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, great. Wow. It's actually not the topic, but we appreciate your call.
I've got a Sharpie if you want me to get any of the greys while we're here.
Right.
Brianna and Craigie. Hey, Brianna.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Brianna. Brianna, are you ringing about spray on hair or beard rinsing?
Spray on hair.
Good, the actual topic.
Okay. Have you used it or you know someone who uses it?
No, I actually use it myself.
Oh, great. Now, so, Brianna, what? Yes. It's like, is it like painting a can?
Yeah, pretty much. So you can normally get it from Priceline and Chemist Warehouse, and they spray it as grey colour.
Chemist Warehouse.
What did you say? It's a grey colour.
Grey cover. No,
oh,
they cover
grey cover.
Grey
cover.
It. But I use it to fill in my balding at the front.
Oh, there you go.
But only on like formal occasions and stuff like that. Every other day I leave it.
Actually, you've raised a good point, Brianna. That would be really handy if you are covering greys, because as the regrowth happens and you don't want to go and get your hair
just pop a little spray
dyed
in there.
Every
just
few
a little
weeks,
bit of a spray.
Just do the spray
handy.
On the roots.
It's like if you put a bit of a hole in the wall, just put putty and fill it.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Because I use dry shampoo. If my roots are getting greasy and dark, I use dry shampoo because it's white and matches my blonde.
You should maybe just get spray on hair.
Or just wash my hair.
Yeah,
just
don't get
one
dirty
or the other.
Roots.
Tracy in Dunedin. Thanks for that, Brianna, by the way. Thanks for sharing. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you ringing regarding spray on hair or beard rinsing like Byron?
Beard rinsing. I've got a 21-year-old son.
Young.
And I do his beard every 4 to 5 weeks.
See, it's not an age thing. See,
it's not
about age.
No, is it grey, his beard?
No, it's not. It's blonde, but his hair is actually a dark brown. So
you've got to match it all.
Right, so he's matching, and it looks really good, Trace.
Guys of all ages are doing it.
No.
Where did you hear about it, Byron?
Byron just said matching it all. Your hair's not that colour.
What?
So you're not matching anything.
What are you talking about?
You just said it's all about matching it all.
Yeah.
But your hair's not the colour of your chin.
Byron, can I say something to you from the bottom of my heart?
Please.
You are a really handsome man.
101.9
The Fox. The Fox.
A lot of news over the past week regarding the banking Royal Commission, and the big banks are under fire, and there's a Royal Commission into mortgage brokers and banks and lending, and it will affect Once the Royal Commission is complete, it will affect people. It'll affect people buying a home. It'll affect farmers. It'll affect your insurance. I won't lie. I even when people put it in simple terms, it's like they're talking a different language. Like,
yeah, me too.
I obviously work on the project. And
everyone
I was
talks
talking,
about banks. I just
know.
Do cash.
But I was talking to Waleed about it the other night. And when Waleed, he's making sense. But it's like this grey haze comes over my brain and right. I go banking, schmanking, yeah. money, schmoney. I don't really get it.
I tune out too when like people like Koshy and Waleed start talking about this stuff. It's like, whoa.
You've got an aptitude for numbers and finance or you haven't, and yes. I certainly haven't.
I've got an aptitude for it.
An aptitude for football and sport. You're good at it. You're just good at something or you might not be. Mm. Anyway, I want to talk about banking for a second because, you know, the banks are under fire and I'm not meaning to dig the boot in, but they do make mistakes. And here's an example over in Belfast, my hometown.
Oh, wow. Sorry, what?
Mum's from Belfast. Oh. My family are from Belfast. He's 16. He's opened a bank account.
Yeah.
The bank have accidentally put $15.9 million in his bank account.
Wow.
And that's a huge bank error.
I had one of those dynamite ones, you know, the little kids.
Oh, the Dolomite.
The Dolomite, yeah. Just a dollar in every week and when I was in, like, primary school.
So that was a great campaign.
Yeah, Commonwealth Bank.
They should bring that back, Dolomite.
Yeah, should bring it back.
I get onto that if I was one of the big six.
What do you do with his 15 mil?
Well, he gave it back. He did the right thing. But do you remember that story about that? It was a young woman in Sydney and they'd put millions.
She was a student.
She was an international student.
I remember this, yes.
I think she was from Malaysia. So she was actually
just Asian.
And she spent all the money. They put millions, accidentally put millions in her account. She went on a shopping spree. I don't know if they went her. So
she
got
to pay it back.
I mean, I would argue that's on you.
Me too.
You put it in my finders keepers. You put that in my account.
You've got to give them three. You know how long it takes for a check to clear? Like 3 days? If it's in there for longer than 3 days, yours.
Was that the
rules?
Is
that right?
No, that should be the rules.
131060. We'd love to hear from anyone who has been either the victim of a bank error or maybe you've prospered from a bank error. So I imagine it goes both ways.
Right.
The bank can accidentally not put all your money in or maybe they've put too much in.
Oh, they're saying all those bosses could go to jail too, aren't they? They're going to get there.
Again, I just fade out a little bit.
I
don't
I was just
know.
Trying to.
131060.
I was trying to be Neptuned.
I know. You've got a Neptitune for lots of things, Bev. 1019. The Fox. Now, we're talking about banks because they're in the news at the moment. They're the headline, they're front page, the big Royal Commission into the big six, the big banks. And banks, whether you get finance or you don't get finance, it's fun to talk about banks when they make mistakes because sometimes you can get money in your account that you didn't actually earn and you go, whoa, bonza, there's a few extra grand in here they've accidentally put in.
And spend it and then go, oh, I didn't have it.
It's probably illegal. I probably shouldn't say this. I would have thought it was within your right to spend the money that's in your account.
If that's not the rule, it should be.
They should push for
the 3-day rule, like the same as a check.
Well, why don't we give the guys at the Royal Commission a buzz and add this in?
They got a little bit on.
Can we pop in the three? While you're at it, can we pop in the 3-day rule?
Yeah.
Banking errors discuss. Nikki in Caulfield. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how you going?
You're good, Nikki. Nikki, have you benefited from a banking error?
Yes, I benefited from a banking error. I was on Aus Study while I was at university, and I was lucky enough to receive an extra $3,500 in my account. Ooh. And I rang Aus Study, and I kept saying, get rid of it, I'm going to spend it, I'm a student, I live off this money. And they kept saying, no, it's the bank's error, it's a clerical error, we can't get rid of it, it's yours.
Oh.
And so I kept it in there for a little bit of time thinking, okay, you know, they're going to come back.
Jeez, good effort.
Yeah, $3,500 as a kid, you know, 23 years ago was worth a hell of a lot.
How long did you keep it in there before you touched it?
About 3 months.
And did the bank ever want it back?
Nah, nobody ever asked for it back, and I went on a spending spree, and I was happy as Larry.
That's fantastic.
Do you, Nikki, do you wonder, is there part of you that's going, you're going to get a call one day, and they're going to go,
all the interest.
Three and a half
plus? I've been,
interest?
No, I got married since then, so different surname.
Changed your name.
I can't find me.
Covered a track.
Oh, well, see, done. Nikki, it's interesting. I opened, when I lived in London as a natty, I opened a bank account over there. And yeah. What they do with the banks over there is that the, because I spend money that's in my account,
yeah.
but they let you sort of redraw so you can go into debt.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I went into debt and I left the country. And I, to this day, like 20 years later,
uh-oh.
I'm scared that that's all accrued interest.
You realize, why would you bring that up?
You're
I'm
on radio.
I'm going to land at Heathrow and their sirens are going to go off. And they'll go, you owe us 20 grand.
It'd be more than 20 grand. How long ago was that?
It's like 20 years
what
ago.
What are you doing?
Mate, that's be more than that.
I did write them a letter, but I never heard back.
Okay.
I'm a bit scared.
Let's go to London just to see if you get arrested.
Cherie in Glen Iris. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, Pete. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Cherie. Cherie, have you encountered a banking error?
Well, it was my error. I had a babysitter years ago that used to send us an account because basically a lot of people come home after a night out and pay the babysitter too much and she didn't want that. So she sent me an account for $220 mm-hmm. for the month. And I transferred $22,000 into her account.
Oh, wow.
And she rang me and said, well, I know I'm good, but I'm not that good.
You just booked me for the next 3 years. 22 grand would be nice to just transfer over. Did you know it was missing
apparently,
or you didn't?
Unless she had have given that back to me, that would have been too bad, so sad for me.
That's wow. So, actually, it's really funny. And if you bring that up, Sherry, because remember, if Craig, my plumber's listening,
yeah,
my mum.
I was going to tell this story.
Pretty much gave him a Lamborghini recently.
Well, do.
She got access to my account and transferred, put a few too many zeros on one of the figures.
Craig.
So he's very honest, though. He let me know.
Good man, Craig.
But if he didn't let you know, I know this story, you wouldn't have known because Pearl did it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have known it was gone.
I know. Don't get your mum to do your banking, I think, is the lesson there.
That's an amazing story.
Cool.
That plumber would have been going, geez, Fee likes me a lot.
Melissa in Caroline Springs. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Melissa. What banking error did you incur?
So basically, there was one day where my husband and I had to look into our bank account on our app phone, and we actually received $90,000
wow.
extra. So I won't name the bank, you know, just
please
in case,
don't.
But we thought we'd be sneaky and just take out that $90,000 and put it in a different bank and just to see whether they would notice. But 2 days later, we went back into our original bank account. And we saw that we were actually negative $90,000. The bank decided to take it back, but we actually didn't have sufficient funds, so we just had to go and put it back, and then everything was back to normal again.
Nice try, though.
Good mate. Great. Great effort. If we get away with it.
101.9 The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
What is the $50,000 secret sound? That is the $50,000 question.
That is, and it's really starting to irritate me. I really want to know what it is. Lots of guesses flying around the studio, but Fair Byron and myself still have no idea. We've not been trusted. But we've got Rachel from Narre Warren. Hi, Rach.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Rach. Before you have your guess, let's hear the secret sound again.
Oh, God, I don't think I want to hear it because it's making me think it's not even what I'm going to say.
Rach, for $50,000, what do you think the secret sound is?
It sounded like what you just did. What did you just do then?
The phone just cracked, so maybe that's me.
Do you want to change your answer to the phone cracking? No, you might stick to your first thought.
Okay, so every time I do something now, I always just think it's a secret sound, but turning like a door handle and releasing it, a circle door handle.
Oh, yeah.
Just releasing it. Just the releasing
part. Can we hear it again, Byron?
It's a bit clicky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit clicky. Yeah, but,
do you want to change it to the crackling of the phone?
Leon?
Can I have two?
just the one. Just
Leon,
per call.
The door handle releasing from Rach, where do you stand on that?
Actually, Rachel, firstly, I'll say the phone cracking is not the secret sound.
Oh, he's giving it. Oh, wow. Yeah,
surprising.
Are you sure you're allowed to do that?
That's against the terms and conditions.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
But also, the door handle is not the secret sound.
Okay, thank you so much.
But well two done, for Rach. The price of one. Leon has ruled out phone lines crackling.
Yeah,
and
he'll hear about that later today.
Released.
He shouldn't have done that.
Poor Rach, she was shattered.
Now we've got Pablo from Pakenham. Ooh, hey, Pablo.
Pablo.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, how good your name, Pablo.
Pablo.
It's okay.
I keep saying it. Now, Pablo, you are on the line to win $50,000. Let's hear that sound again. Pablo. What is the secret?
What do you say?
His name, really.
Pablo.
Pablo.
Well, Feb thinks it's a briefcase latch opening. I think it's closing, so it's the latch closing on a briefcase.
Oh.
The latch closing
me.
On a briefcase.
Pablo.
Pablo. 50K would fit nicely in a briefcase.
It would.
It's not the secret sound.
Oh, I like. Look at this. He's even scripted
he's
that.
He's laughing at everything. Hey, he's laughing at you, Pablo.
We've got Pablo, thank you for that. Right. We've got Leon in a good mood, though. So, Pablo said closing a suitcase. Can
is
you answer,
opening?
Is it opening?
Could be. You have to get caught.
We thought we might get in there.
Do we get a clue tomorrow?
We do. This time tomorrow, because he promised this earlier, our adjudicator over there, our boss, Leon. Oh, not our boss.
You're
that's
not
a big word.
Boss.
Our,
what are you
our
doing?
Executive producer.
He's your
boss. Probably your boss.
He is not my boss.
He's not ours.
He's certainly not yours. He is going to give a clue at this time tomorrow, which will
Can
get
I
us
ask
closer.
A question, please.
Yes, Brendan. So you put your hand up.
Leon, will you give that at 6 for our listeners to answer it at 8:30, or will you give the clue after the people guess after 8:30?
You'll have to listen from 6 and find out.
He doesn't know.
Because it's the weekend. Okay. It's the weekend
to
after
everyone
that,
listening,
and then no one will be able to go Fev to Monday.
Fev and I are going to push hard to have that clue at the start of tomorrow's show, so
yes.
We've got the whole show to know.
And we'll let you know during the day.
Remind
here at the
you,
Fox.
We're just going to push for it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we'll get it.
No.
Be good to know how it's all going to work.
We'll ask our boss after work.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not here.
That's right, knows.
He's in Sydney.
Anyway.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
The Snip Club primed and ready to go. That, of course, is Fev made the decision to get the snip. He's going to be joined today by other guys from around Melbourne who want the moral support of doing it together. So Fev and another bunch of Melbourne dudes are all walking into Dr. Snip's a little later this morning, and it's all over Red Rover. Queue in the rack, gun in the holster. Yeah. Now, Fev, a couple of things. You did a lot of manscaping last night.
Yeah, you had to,
You've all cleaned up down there.
Yeah, because he said otherwise a nurse does it. It would be awkward.
Is it? Well,
it would be weird.
Yeah,
it
would be weird.
I agree.
That,
I think that's...
So I did it myself.
Good boy.
Had a little bit of a nip too at one stage.
We did have a chat about an hour ago where you have a few last minute...
Be careful.
Oh, yeah, it was awful. It really hurt.
You're having a few last minute reservations.
Yes,
which
I don't want to do it. But once I get there and I get the guys that are doing it with me, it's like a team. We're all one in all.
You're a team.
So I need them to get around me and I'll get around them and then we'll do it. But if I was doing it by myself, there's no way I'd be doing it. I'd pull out now.
See, that's... Yeah. What would you do?
Pull out
13, 10, 60.
Won't have to after this.
Well, you won't. Okay. No, this is a great
when thing. I meet everyone.
No. I mean, you did mention that your brother, you've both got four girls, and if Jace.
No, because we just had a baby. Yeah, we just had a baby, and he said to his wife Megan, or they're not even married yet. They should get married.
Why don't you do a surprise wedding?
Yeah, we should do that.
Why don't we put one on?
We'll put one on for
that. Would be there, cool.
Anyway, I don't think she wants
to. Gunbuyer World, we could head out there.
That's where Ange got married.
I know, we'll keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family. So he said to his wife Megan, or fiance Megan, if Brendan and Alex have a boy, which was Toby, we have to go again. And she's like, yeah, okay, because he'd want a boy.
Yeah.
But now that I'm getting the snip and he's still active, because he's only 30, Jace is 33,
Oh, he's
34.
Got a couple more in him.
So he's got a few in him. And Megan's young. Megan's only 30-something. And they've got four girls under the age of 9.
They'll go around again.
I reckon they're going to go around again. Yeah. And if they happen to produce a beautiful, healthy boy.
A sire.
Yes. An heir to the name.
What are you going to do?
Because I've got nothing. All my girls said they're going to keep...
Nothing?
I'm saying for the name. But all my girls said they're going to keep the name anyway.
Okay. So. Oh, I agree. Girls, keep Favola.
So I'm fine. Yeah, they're going to keep Favola, so I'm fine.
But if he had a boy...
I'll have to have a boy.
So you're going
to
go again.
I would have to go again, so I'll just get it reversed.
I did say you are treating this a little bit like buying something, a retail item, and keeping the receipt so you can go back and return.
Yeah. I walk into Dr. Snip in 3 years. I'm back.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.